Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jerry Edwards on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Senator Chuck Grassley about some of the bipartisan efforts he has going on.
A lot of these issues that we're going to talk about, gas prices, immigration, and your big three that you harp on, all of it seems to come down to a breakdown in communication. I know you, being from the Reagan administration years where communication between the parties was so key, is that an area that these two parties can get back to, or have we kind of reached that point of no return with, like you said, stuff's only going to get talked about when it gets bad enough?
I think we talked about it out here. There's one area that won't be talked about until it gets bad enough. And it's too bad that it's Social Security and Medicare. Outside of that, I think there's possibilities to get together in a lot. And I'll give you three areas I'm working in. One would be the Wyden-Grassley bill. That's a bipartisan bill to get prescription drug prices down. One would be the Klobuchar-Grassley bill to take on big tech, particularly Amazon and Google, because they preface their products above small business people using their platforms, and we're tackling that economic discrimination through that bill. And then the third one would be something that's pretty narrow, but it affects thousands of people in Iowa, Nebraska, Minnesota, maybe a few other states, but that's the big states. 10 Republicans and 10 Democrats supporting a bill that got out of agriculture last week that would help cattle feeders in the Midwest, because you've got four packers dominate 85% of the market, cozy relationship between them and the big feedlots. When I say big feedlots, I'm talking about tens of thousands of cattle being fed in these feedlots, sold on contract, eating up about 85% of the daily kill, so that people that want to negotiate a daily sale as opposed to contracting ahead, sometimes they can't get a price, and if they get a price, maybe you can't deliver your cattle for 30 days. So this legislation would reserve a certain percentage of that daily kill for those that want to negotiate, and you'd have to be able to deliver your cattle within 14 days. Now that's just three bills where there's a great deal of bipartisan cooperation. The other thing is, that's in the United States Senate, where you almost have to have bipartisan cooperation, because when you have to have 60 votes to stop debate, or otherwise you never vote on a bill, and you got 50-50, you got to have bipartisanship or nothing gets done. So the institution drives bipartisanship. Now that doesn't mean that we get together enough, but you don't get anything done, and sometimes you do get some things done. And then and this China bill you heard me talk about, that's a very bipartisan bill. Or you can go back last year when I got a lot of trouble with Iowa Republicans, because I voted for the infrastructure bill. I was one of 16 Republicans voted for it, because I've been promising people in the Trump administration hearing from Iowans, they wanted it, and never got a chance to vote on it. So when I could vote on a bipartisan bill for infrastructure, I voted for it. Anyway, I'm just leading up to the fact that in the United States Senate, the institution drives bipartisanship. But in the House of Representatives, it doesn't matter whether you have a Republican majority or a Democrat majority. If, as long as the majority sticks together, you can ignore the minority. But you can't do that in the United States Senate.
That was today's Halcyon House Washington page with Senator Chuck Grassley talking about the current bipartisan efforts he's a part of. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jerry Edwards with KCII News.